Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Further Mathematics Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your specification, functions, notation, and composition. This is topic 2.5 from the OCR specification, and it's absolutely crucial for both foundation and higher tier candidates. Today, we're going to break down everything you need to know about function notation, composite functions, and inverse functions. We'll look at exactly what examiners are looking for, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and some brilliant memory tricks to help you remember the key concepts. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll feel confident tackling any functions question that comes your way. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with the fundamentals. What actually is a function? Think of a function as a mathematical machine. You put a number in, the machine does something to it, and out comes a different number. We write this as f of x, which means the function f applied to x. The x is your input, and f of x is your output. For example, if f of x equals 2x plus 3, this function takes whatever number you give it, multiplies it by 2, and then adds 3. So if x is 4, f of 4 equals 2 times 4 plus 3, which is 11. Simple, right? Now, here's where it gets interesting and where OCR really tests your understanding. Composite functions. A composite function is when you apply one function and then apply another function to the result. The notation is fg of x, which means apply g first, then apply f to the result. This is absolutely critical. Fg of x does not mean f times g. It means f of g of x. You're feeding the output of g into the function f. Let me give you a concrete example. If f of x equals x plus 2 and g of x equals 3x, what is fg of 4? First, you calculate g of 4, that's 3 times 4, which equals 12. Now you take that answer, 12, and put it into f. So f of 12 equals 12 plus 2, which is 14. Therefore, fg of 4 equals 14. Here's a massive exam tip. Order matters. Fg of x is not the same as gf of x. If we reverse the order and calculate gf of 4, we'd first find f of 4, which is 4 plus 2 equals 6, then apply g to get 3 times 6 equals 18. Completely different answer. Examiners love testing this, so always work from right to left. The function closest to x gets applied first. Now let's talk about inverse functions. The inverse function, written as f to the power of minus 1 or f inverse, undoes what the original function does. If f takes you from x to y, then f inverse takes you back from y to x. To find an inverse function, you follow 3 clear steps. Let's use f of x equals 2x minus 5 as an example. Step 1, let y equal 2x minus 5. You're just replacing f of x with y. Step 2, rearrange to make x the subject. So y equals 2x minus 5 becomes y plus 5 equals 2x, which gives x equals y plus 5 over 2. Step 3, swap x and y. This gives you y equals x plus 5 over 2, so f inverse of x equals x plus 5 over 2. Why do we swap x and y? Because the inverse function takes the output of the original function as its input. It's reversing the process. Here's a critical warning. Do not confuse f to the power of minus 1 with 1 over f. They are completely different. F inverse is not the reciprocal. This confusion costs candidates marks every single exam session. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about how to earn every available mark. OCR's mark schemes are very specific. For composite functions, you'll get a method mark, M1, for correct substitution. That means you must show that you've written the expression for g of x inside the brackets of f. Don't skip this step. Even if your final algebra goes wrong, you can still earn this method mark by showing you're working clearly. For inverse functions, there's a specific method mark for swapping x and y. Write let y equals at the start, show your rearrangement, and then explicitly write swap x and y or show the swap clearly. This methodical approach protects your marks. You'll earn an accuracy mark, A1, for a fully simplified final answer. Partial simplification loses marks. If your answer is 2x plus 6 minus 4, you must simplify it to 2x plus 2. Common mistakes to avoid. First, don't interpret fg of x as multiplication. It's composition, not a product. Second, when substituting into a quadratic function, be extremely careful with brackets. If f of x equals x squared, and you need f of x minus 3, that's x minus 3 all squared, which is x squared minus 6x plus 9, not x squared minus 9. Expand carefully. Third, watch for domain restrictions. Sometimes an inverse function only exists for certain values of x. If the question mentions a domain, you must respect it in your answer. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. Question 1. What does fg of x mean? It means apply g first, then apply f to the result. F of g of x. Question 2. Is fg of x the same as gf of x? No. Order matters in composite functions. Question 3. What are the 3 steps to find an inverse function? Let y equal f of x, rearrange for x, swap x and y. Question 4. Is f to the power of minus 1 the same as 1 over f? No. F inverse is not the reciprocal. Question 5. If f of x equals 3x minus 1, what is f of 5? 3 times 5 minus 1 equals 14. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant! If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered function notation, composite functions, and inverse functions. Remember, functions are machines that transform inputs into outputs. Composite functions apply one function after another, and order matters. Inverse functions undo the original function, and you find them by rearranging and swapping x and y. For the exam, always show you're working step by step. Write out your substitutions clearly for composite functions, and show every stage when finding inverses. Watch out for those common mistakes. Don't confuse composition with multiplication, don't mix up inverse with reciprocal, and always expand brackets carefully. This topic carries significant weight in your exam, with 60% of marks from AO1, so mastering the core techniques is essential. Practice as many past paper questions as you can and pay close attention to the command words. Find, solve, and show that all require slightly different approaches. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, functions are just mathematical machines. Once you understand the process, you've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.